At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we encourage entrepreneurship. But if you've ever tried to start a new business, it seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out, but simplifies everything, can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify. Do you know why? Well, for one thing, Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that make it easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. Shopify also accelerates your content creation. They're packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. And perhaps most importantly, Shopify provides world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping, to processing returns and beyond. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Science of Being Great by Wallace D. Wattles, published in 1911. No doubt you have many problems, domestic, social, physical, and financial, which seem to you to be pressing for instant solution. You have debts that must be paid, or other obligations that must be met. You are unhappily or inharmoniously placed, and feel that something must be done at once. Do not get into a hurry and act from superficial impulses. You can trust God for the solution of all your personal riddles. There is no hurry. There is only one God, and all is well with the world. There is an invisible power in you, and the same power is in the things you want. It is bringing them to you and bringing you to them. This is a thought that you must grasp and hold continuously, that the same intelligence that is in you is in the things you desire. They are moving toward you as strongly and decidedly as your desire moves you toward them. The tendency, therefore, of a steadily held thought must be to bring the things you desire to you and to group them around you. So long as you hold your thought and your faith rightly, all must go well. Nothing can be wrong but your own personal attitude. And that will not be wrong if you trust and are not afraid. Hurry is a manifestation of fear, and the one who fears not has plenty of time. If you act with perfect faith in your own perception of truth, you will never be too late or too early, and nothing will go wrong. If things appear to be going wrong, do not get disturbed. It is only in appearance. Nothing can go wrong in this world but yourself. You can go wrong only by getting into the wrong mental attitude. Whenever you find yourself getting excited, worried, or into a mental attitude of hurry, sit down and think it over. Play a game of some kind, or take a vacation. Go on a trip, and all will be right when you return. As surely as you find yourself in a mental attitude of haste, just so surely may you know that you are out of the mental attitude of greatness. Hurry and fear will instantly cut your connection with the universal mind. You will get no power, no wisdom, no information until you are calm. to fall into the attitude of hurry will check the action of the principle of power within you, for fear turns strength into weakness. Remember that poise and power are inseparably associated. The calm and balanced mind is the strong and great mind. The hurried and agitated mind is the weak one. Whenever you fall into a mental state of hurry, you may know that you have lost the right viewpoint. You are beginning to look upon the world, or some part of it, as going wrong. At such times, consider the fact that nothing is going wrong. Nothing can be wrong. Be poised. Be calm. Be cheerful. Have faith in God. It is probable that your greatest difficulty will be to overcome your old habitual ways of thought and to form new habits. The world is ruled by habit. Kings, tyrants, masters, and plutocrats hold their positions solely because the people have come to habitually accept them. Things are as they are, only because people have formed the habit of accepting them as they are. When people change their habitual thought about governmental, social, and industrial institutions, they will change the institutions. Habit rules us all. You have formed, perhaps, the habit of thinking of yourself as a common person, as one of limited ability, or as being more or less a failure. Whatever you habitually think yourself to be, that you are. You must form now a greater and better habit. You must form a conception of yourself as a being of limitless power, and habitually think that you are that being. It is the habitual, not the periodical thought, that decides your destiny. It will avail you nothing to sit apart for a few moments several times a day to affirm that you are great, if during all the balance of the day, while you are about your regular vocation, you think of yourself as not so great. No amount of praying or affirmation will make you great if you still habitually regard yourself as being small. The use of prayer and affirmation is to change your habit of thought. Any act, mental or physical, often repeated, becomes a habit. The purpose of mental exercises is to repeat certain thoughts over and over, until the thinking of those thoughts becomes constant and habitual. The thoughts that we continually repeat become convictions. What you must do is to repeat the new greater thought of yourself until it is the only way in which you think of yourself. Habitual thought, and not environment or circumstance, has made you what you are. Every person has some central idea or thought form of themselves, and by this idea you classify and arrange all your facts and external relationships. You are classifying your facts either according to the idea that you are a great strong personality, or according to the idea that you are limited, common, or weak. If the latter is the case, you must change your central idea. Get a new mental picture of yourself. Greatness is only attained by the constant thinking of great thoughts. No person can become great in outward personality until they are great internally. And no person can be great internally until they begin to think. No amount of education, reading, or study can make you great without thought. But thought can make you great with very little study. There are altogether too many people who are trying to make something of themselves by reading books without thinking. All such will fail. You are not mentally developed by what you read, but by what you think about what you read. Thinking is the hardest and most exhausting of all labor, and hence many people shrink from it. God has so formed us that we are continuously compelled to thought, and we must either think or engage in some activity to escape thought. The headlong, continuous chase for pleasure in which most people spend all their leisure time is only an effort to escape thought. If they are alone, or if they have nothing amusing to capture their attention, they must think. And to escape from thinking, they resort to TV, movies, and all the endless devices that deliver amusement. Most people spend the greater part of their leisure time running away from thought. Hence, they are where they are. We never move forward until we begin to think. Your personality is not made merely by the acquisition of knowledge or information, but by thinking. Thinking is growth. You cannot think without growing. Every thought engenders another thought. Write one idea and others will follow until you have written a page. You cannot fathom your own mind. It has neither bottom nor boundaries. Your first thoughts may be crude, but as you go on thinking, you will use more and more of yourself. You will quicken new brain cells into activity, and you will develop new faculties. Heredity, environment, circumstances, all things must give way before you if you practice sustained and continuous thought. But on the other hand, if you neglect to think for yourself, and only use other people's thought, you will never know what you are capable of, and you will end by being incapable of anything. There can be no real greatness without original thought. All that a person does outwardly is the expression and completion of their inward thinking. No action is possible without thought. No great action is possible until a great thought has preceded it. Action is the second form of thought, and personality is the materialization of thought. Environment, then, is the result of thought. Things group themselves or arrange themselves around you according to your thought. There is, as Emerson says, some central idea or conception of yourself, by which all facts of your life are arranged and classified. Change this central idea, and you change the arrangement or classification of all the facts and circumstances of your life. You are what you are because you think as you do. You are where you are because you think as you do. Consider that this is God's world, and that it is the best of all possible worlds. Consider that there is one great, perfect, intelligent principle of life and power, causing all the changing phenomenon of the cosmos. Think about this until you see that it is true, and until you comprehend how you should live and act as a citizen of such a perfect whole. Next, think of the wonderful truth that this great intelligence is within you. It is your own intelligence. It is as an inner light driving you toward the right thing, and the best thing, the greatest act, and the highest happiness. It is a principle of power in you, giving you all the ability and genius there is. It will infallibly guide you to the best, if you will submit to it and walk in the light. Think well of all this, and then you are ready to act.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.